Hello and welcome, everybody. I am so excited, as always, to be back with you. This is Deborah Kagan, your mojo recovery specialist, helping women rock their mojo in order to reclaim your confidence, feel amazing in your own skin, and live a turned on life. Today, I am bringing you a really fabulous woman. I aim to always bring you fabulous people. And today we've got a fabulous woman who I'm so happy I actually, get to be colleagues with her. But more importantly, I actually get to be friends with her, which is an added bonus for me. And we are talking to Bobbi Palmer. Now, Bobbi Palmer has a company called Date Like a Grown-Up. And I'll tell you her official in just a second. But, Bobbi and I met, it's been a while ago now. And I remember when we first connected, I was just struck by her radiance and her generosity. You know, when you just meet someone and it's so clear that their spirit is super generous and that you want to go over and say hello and connect with someone. Bobbi just has this sort of effervescent, life. You could call it mojo, right? There was just something about her that seemed so genuine and down to earth. And most of you know I'm a native New Yorker, so I like people who are going to say it like it is, and Bobbi's definitely one of those women. So it was just super fun to connect with her all those years ago, and then we got to stay connected, and I watched her do what she does so brilliantly with women, and we've been able to collaborate, and I actually invited Bobbi to come and speak at the Rock Your Mojo Women's Weekend, and she knocked it out of the park and really lit up the women at the live event. And we just said, hey, we've got to bring Bobbi to you, my virtual community, and so you can get to know her a little bit as well. So let me share with you the official, which is Bobbi Palmer is an internationally recognized dating and relationship authority for women over 40. And she's the founder of Date Like a Grown-Up. Fed up with being single and determined to succeed in her romantic life, like she had in the rest of her life, Bobbi finally figured it out. She finally figured out the love thing and became a first-time bride at age 47. Good news, ladies. That's good news. So now she's joyfully married. She walks her talk every day as she helps women do what she did, add the joy of loving and being loved to your already good life. So a warm, mojo-licious welcome to you, Miss Bobbi.
Hi, Deborah. That was so sweet what you said. Thank you. I felt the same about you. And here we are, 10 years later or something?
I think it is. It has been a decade. Wow. I know. It's so good. It's so good. And I just, I love what you've created. I think it's so important because I know the women you talk to and so many of the women that I talk to, most of my community is, early 30s to early 60s and beyond. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of the women are wanting to find love. And particularly, when it's the ladies that are in their 40s or 50s or 60s, there seems to be this, throwing the hat in, going is it really possible? And, I have some fun stuff to say about that. But you, my dear, are the one who spend day in and day out with women doing this. And before we jump in to some practical stuff, I would love to hear and have you share a bit more of, how this really happened for you and how this became what you do every day.
Mm. Well, I base what I'm doing today on my life, on my personal experience. I was single, like you said, until I was 47. I had a great life. I had a wonderful career. I had a long, successful career in adult education and helping adults learn how to make their lives better or how to make their lives better through learning. And I did that for a really long time. And I actually was one of those, I don't need no stinking man. I've got my career. I've got a great life. And at about 45, I really felt what was missing. I really felt that I couldn't live anymore happily, fully, with the idea that I would be missing this extraordinary part of life, which is having a loving partner. So instead of just giving it lip service like I had been for decades, I really dug in. I really made a commitment to myself that I was going to figure out the love thing. And I did a lot of studying. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about men. At 47, I met my husband online, and we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. And after this happened to me, I realized that there's so many women that were like me that have, you know, were honestly like sort of hiding in our careers and saying, yeah, we want this, but you know, it's okay if it doesn't happen. Or, you know what, like you said, throwing in the towel, like, you know, that ship has sailed, I'm too old, it's not going to happen. Well, I knew that you're never too old and that it's a part of life every woman should experience in the form that makes them happy. And because my background's in adult learning, I decided this was the next thing I needed to teach. I needed to teach women to do what I did, and Date Like a Grown-Up was born.
I love that. You know, and I think, and the other thing that I really appreciate and love is, again, it's like you do walk your talk, right? And what you bring to the world is something that you know firsthand. And that to me, you know, that to me speaks volumes. So, and the other word that really stuck out is your commitment, right? Like you made a commitment first to yourself.
Right.
And, you know, we could spend the entire interview talking about that, but I know you've got some other really valuable things to share. And let's dive into that, because I've heard you talk about three really crucial steps. And just, you know, let's go. Let's share those with us, because what you have to share is so incredibly practical. And I know my ladies want to hear it.
Thank you. Well, you know, Deborah, this is about commitments. We can keep talking about it because it's right along the lines of this system that I created. It's called my 6-step Find Hope and Find Him system. And the Find Hope part is a really huge part of making that commitment to yourself. Because when you're using those excuses, and those are excuses like, oh, I don't need this, or, oh, if it happens, great, but I'm okay if it doesn't, or then what happens is you're giving yourself sort of a get out of jail free card. You're giving yourself an explanation of why you're staying single. A commitment to changing that is really putting a line in the sand and saying, just like making a commitment to your education or to your career or to your children, it's saying, I'm going to figure out how to do this. I'm going to figure out how to do it, and I'm going to figure out how to do it right. And I'm going to figure out how to do it the best way I can. And that's what I had to do. I had to give myself permission to focus on this part of my life and get it done. And so the 6-step system that I created was after I was married and after I started helping just women do this, not as a business, but as a friend. And I realized that we need to have a roadmap. It took me a couple years to sort of get through this process and this roadmap of kind of like flailing away a little bit and self-educating. This roadmap is designed to make it more direct and to really give you clear steps to moving through the internal change, the education, the change in perspective that we need in order to become grown-up daters and then grown-up partners. So I'd love to share the first 3 steps, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, no, please do. And the thing I just wanted to point out that you said, which is internal change, right? And that as much as we, you know, can give lip service to something that we actually want, nothing is actually going to be created or manifest unless there's a shift within who we're being. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the women that are listening and you've heard me before, you know, I will constantly say this because it is about who you are being that creates your life, right? So Bobby's about to share with you some incredible pieces to shift who you're being in order to create a loving relationship. So go, Bobby, go.
Well, Deborah, how you frame that and how you share that with your community is so powerful. And yes, this idea to actually change that being starts with loving yourself, right? I mean, we all know that, right? We have to love ourselves before others can love us. And I know you talk about this a lot too. My step one, I call it, who am I falling in love with my grown-up sexy self? Who am I falling in love with my grown-up sexy self? And the reason that I put in grown-up and sexy is because I think for the most part, women in your community, women in my community, we love each other in many, many ways. Or I'm sorry, we love each other, yes, but we love ourselves in many ways. There's confidence in the way we work. There's confidence in the way we maybe are our friend, are a mother, are a daughter. There's a lot of things in our life that I think we can point to and say, I'm a really good person. I am worthy. What happens with so many women, and certainly with me and with the women I work with, is the exclusion to that is with men. The exclusion to that feeling of being worthy, of being valuable, of being desirable, of being wanted, of being chosen, is with men. So this step is about learning to know yourself and love yourself as the, what I call, capital W woman that you are. Not looking at it through the lens of what your ex said you were, or the media says you are, or your parents said you were. It's looking at it through your own grown-up lens based on your life experience and what you value, and really getting to know yourself and articulating who you are, and articulating in particular the full spectrum of who you are. And it's like you talk about roles, right, Deborah?
Yeah, that's the J in Mojo, joining with the different roles that you play. A mother, a partner, a spouse, your job, right? Whatever hobby you might do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so these roles that we play, these parts of our life, again, it's when you talk about joining them, this step in my six-step system is about joining those with who you are as a partner and who you are as a woman in the world, as a desirable woman in the world. And it's about really embracing those feminine parts of you. And Deborah, you and I have this very much in common, the feminine parts of you that we tend to forget because we're so busy leading, a great professional life. And that's mostly in our masculine. We're so busy taking care of things, for family. That's mostly in our masculine. We spend so much time taking care of things and taking care of others. And this is true, by the way, if you're single and a lot of times when you're married or when you're coupled. And the permission part starts here. The permission part to focus on you and to focus on what's fabulous about you and what's lovable about you. So what's lovable about you isn't just that you take care of things or you take care of people. This is about really getting to the depth of what you love about yourself and about your life and what you care about deeply. And taking that information and really saying, wow, that's me. It's not just, I have a magic word for this, Deborah, and the word is because. So this is really digging in. Because if I ask women just to write this list of what they love about themselves, you know what they're going to come up with, right? They're going to say, I'm intelligent. I'm resourceful. Mm-hmm. I'm energetic. I'm a good friend. I'm a good mother. I want to know what the because is. You're a good friend. Why? Right? I'm a good friend because I accept people for who they are and I'm not judgmental. Or I'm a good friend because I prioritize when my friends really need me and I'm there for them. or I'm very understanding and people can trust me, I'm trustworthy. The because word gets deeper. What is the fundamental part of you that is so valuable and so lovable and so special? And that's important. And special, you don't have to be someone who cures cancer or who, you know, figures out the answer to world peace to be incredibly special and incredibly valuable and incredibly worthy.
Yeah, and I think it's underrated. And I know, I am much more spiritual rather than religious, but it's like none of us are a mistake, right? All of us are here and we each have a unique gift. And I think, in our incredibly fast-paced 21st century world with, social media ad nauseum, we really forget about getting in touch with the fact that we have, these beautiful gifts and talents that make a difference to our immediate, certainly our immediate world. Mm-hmm. And we have no idea the ripples that our actions and our being will take, right, mm-hmm. in terms of out into the community or out into, an interaction we have with somebody at the coffee shop is going to then change their day, which is going to then change the way they interact with the next person or their child or their spouse and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And those are the beautiful things of what you're sharing in terms of the because and getting into that deeper place of the beauty of who we each are or is, as a woman on this planet right now.
Yes. And most often what comes up is kindness. And kindness is not something to be downplayed or overlooked. And the reason I say that is because I hear, I guide women through this process of uncovering these wonderful things about them. And the thought is like, well, kindness, everyone's kind. Well, you know what? Number one, that's not true, unfortunately. But number two, you're your own way of kind. You're your own way. You have your own way of, for instance, connecting with people. You have your own way of supporting people. You have your own way of listening to people. And the people around you, and I want all the women to hear this, the people around you, your friends, your colleagues, your children, they all value that so highly and so do men. So this is part of what's a string through all of my six-step systems, through all of my coaching. I want to help you understand men and especially grown-up men. Your kindness is the first thing when surveyed almost every time, the first thing women talk about when they say, why did they pick their wife? Why did they pick their partner? What makes a woman stand out? Men value kindness. Men value compassion. Men value passion. And you all have that. You all have that. And whether you're letting it out and whether you're showing it, and especially around men, is another story. And we're going to get to that on the next step. But in this step, it's just important to get to know yourself and not like brush off those like, oh, everyone does that, or that doesn't really matter, or that's no big deal. No, who are you? Who are you? I want you to fall in love with, I want you to fall in love with your eyelashes. I want you to fall in love with your physical attributes, your intellectual attributes, your emotional attributes, all the qualities about you that make you you, that are really wonderful. And I also want you to know that men aren't looking for different qualities. That's the exception we place. Like, yeah, I'm great. My girlfriend's lovely, but men don't. Well, the reason men don't is because they don't know you. They don't know you because you're not showing up for them the way you show up for your girlfriend. And that's the key. So number one, you got to get to know who you are. And by the way, part of that step is not just writing it down and articulating it, but I also teach women how to then express that to men, right? So how to use what I call nuggets to help men get to know them in a really straightforward, grown-up, honest way that still maintains your boundaries, but that lets you really, that helps you really express the real you, which means the right men are going to be enchanted and they're going to want to know more, and the wrong men are going to be like, she's not for me, and they're going to leave, which is exactly what you want.
Totally. Oh my God. Like, we could reiterate that until we're blue in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not about them liking you. It's about them and whether you're a good match.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So is nuggets, this nugget thing, the second step?
Well, no, the nuggets thing is the first step, but just know that nuggets, you know, I started working on these, and my husband said the most brilliant thing. He said, this is great. He said, women want to talk in stories and men want to listen at headlines.
Right.
And so that's
so true.
Nuggets are a new way to communicate to men, to share, you know, about yourself in a way that they can hear and they can feel, and men feel far deeper, in a far deeper way than I think you may give them credit. And so this really helps them, because you're sharing in feelings that because gives them the depth. And but that's for another time. But know that step one, absolutely, you've got to start here. I can teach you how to flirt. I can teach you online dating skills, like, you know, that are going to get you all kinds of, you know, inbox action. I can teach you all those things. But if you don't start with this love of yourself, then you're not going to be able to apply what I teach you in a way that makes real connection with men. I should say with the right men, the men who are looking for a confident, smart woman who loves herself and wants to add a man to her life to enhance her life. So now I can go to step two.
Okay, fabulous.
Okay, step two I call, I'm fantastic, so what's the problem? So I actually call it, I'm fabulous, so what's the problem? I don't know why I'm stuttering. I'm fabulous, so what's the damn problem, is what I call step two. And I call it this because I know I did this. I'd walk around like for years and years, decades and decades, going, I'm fabulous. What's the damn problem? Although I used a different word than damn. What's the damn problem? Like, why don't I have a man? And so there's an answer to that. There's an answer to what's the damn problem. And the answer is, especially as we get older, we have layers and layers and layers of crap, of truths, of learnings, of experiences that are like piled on, layered on. And some of them are positive, but a lot of them leave a residual negative effect. And they turn into those voices in our head. They turn into those voices that tell us we're too old, we're not good enough, men don't want a woman like me, all men are jerks, why even bother, it'll never happen for me. These voices that get in our way of being that woman that we learned who we are in step one. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I call it, for me, I called it my wall of I dare you. Because we have these voices in our head that say, even when, you know, I could put you in a room of, you know, 50 single men with great partner potential for you. But if you don't know what you love about yourself and you can't express it, and you can't quiet those voices in your head that are telling you that they won't want you anyway, then again, you're not going to be able to connect with the right men, with the good men, the men who you're meant to get to know. And so step two is it's excavation. It's really digging up those stories. Some of you you're aware of, some of them you're not. So digging up those stories, uncovering them, and really parsing them, tearing them apart, looking at where they came from, their truth, right? Are they true? And I take you through a process of taking those stories that are self-sabotaging and that are not serving you, and turning them into stories that are positive and serve you and move you toward your goal of finding that really fantastic man to share your life.
This is really good. This is definitely something that all of us need to be reminded of, because we will, when, you know, we are creating something that we want, everything that's unlike it will usually rise up in our face. Right? And that's such a gift, because those are those old stories, the old stuff that prevents us from really achieving what we're looking to have. And it's not because those stories are true. I love that you brought that up, right? Like, is this actually true? It's simply that it was what was installed, you know, in our operating system, so to speak, from childhood stuff.
Right. Right? Yep. It's from childhood. And we also have this really unique layer of stuff glommed on women, you know, women in their, let's say, 50s and older. And that's the experience of the women's movement. And I talk about this. I could spend hours on this. Women's movement was an enormous blessing for us, obviously. And we, Deborah, you and I wouldn't be here, right? We'd be cooking or something. I don't know. But, you know, obviously, I feel like I have to say this because I don't want you all to be writing me, you know, saying that I'm not a feminist and so forth. The women's movement was absolutely necessary and was a gift to women. On the other hand, there were ideas and truths, I'm using air quotes here, that came from the women's movement that I believe have really, honestly, have fucked up our life. And I'll tell you an example. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. So that was attributed to Gloria Steinem, which actually she did not say. But that was sort of the message, this residual message that came from the movement, which was, I don't need no sick man. I am woman. Hear me roar. I can do anything. I don't need a man. And I talked to so many women, and this was certainly my experience, women like through their 70s who are still feeling embarrassed, ashamed, scared, because they have this incredibly deep yearning to be loved and to be partnered. And it's a message that they received very deeply at some point in their life that said, no, we shouldn't need that. We shouldn't need that. And it wasn't the message of the movement. It was a residual. It was a sort of a blowback that came from the men, by the way. But we won't get into those details.
Yeah.
But that's a story that a lot of women have, and this is unique to this generation. And I want to address it because it's all mucked up. Like, we feel bad that we're single. We're embarrassed we're single at this age. We didn't think our life would be like this, but at the same time, we've been spending decades trying to do it all ourselves because we were told we could do that. And so now, like for me, when I put that line in the sand, I had to get over that idea that it was embarrassing to tell people I needed a man. I needed a man to be happy. And that's one of the stories we have to get past, is I don't need a man. You don't need a man, but if you want to have, I believe, a really full life and all the experiences life can gift you, certainly having a partner in life is one of them.
Beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, we're here to be in relation. I always, you know, I have a yogi background, and I just find it funny when, you know, some people want to just isolate themselves and think, you know, okay, yeah, I'm just going to go into the cave and everything's cool and I'm going to go, like, get into enlightenment. And the fact of the matter is, as humans, we are here to relate. That is the way we grow. We grow in relationship. Yeah. And, of course, intimate relationship is one of the best opportunities to grow and to evolve and to love and to give your gifts and all that juicy stuff.
Yeah.
So what's the third step to getting there?
So again, that was, you know, I'm fabulous. What's the damn problem? And the third step is, who is he getting past my list? Otherwise known as fixing your picker. So
so good.
So, you've got that yummy self-love, and you're in touch with it, and you can express it, and you've quieted those voices that are holding you back and putting those walls up, and so you're letting her come out, and you know, you're expressing her, and now it's time to know what a good man looks like. Unfortunately, now this was true for me, and it's unfortunately for the hundreds of women that I've worked with over the many years. We don't know what a good man looks like because we haven't had one yet. And that's really sad and unfortunate. But there's a really big difference between a good date and a good mate. And some of us, many women, are still choosing based on who's a good date. And that has a lot to do with chemistry. It has a lot to do with that old stuff we learned very young, what it means to be in love. Very young, and this is natural. I have a whole course on this called Fix Your Man Picker. Very young, we learned that being in love is when you have that butterflies and you're all nervous and you're freaking out and you can't stop thinking about him and you just have to have him. And girlfriends, that is not grown-up love. That's chemistry and it's bitching, but it renders us stupid and has us make really bad choices. And so this step is about stepping into looking, what are you looking for as a grown-up to spend the next 20, 30, 40 years with a man who will make you happy? And it all starts with feelings. So getting past your list is getting past that list of what he has to be, what education he has, what income he has, what family he has. And looking at inside at what you need to be happy. How do you need to feel in order to be happy for the rest of your life? And for a lot of women, we have to learn how to get in touch with those feelings, right, Deborah?
Absolutely. I mean, That's a whole new thing because we're talking about, you know, qualities instead of, you know, sort of a physical or a list item. And mm-hmm. I love, love, love that this is step number three because this one's really big.
Yeah. This is life-changing. I can tell you that every woman with the exception of one that I've coached, maybe I'll say over the last 5 years, will tell you that the man they are now with and they're really happy with is a man that they never would have imagined themselves with. In other words, he's not their type. And that's why they finally found love, because they stepped out of their type, because their type wasn't what was making them happy. And so this is really about getting in touch with your feelings, which we spend so much time in our masculine, is really hard to do. And getting in touch with the idea that when you meet a man and he is the same height as you, that you give him a chance to express himself to you. And by the way, use your nuggets, which helps you express yourself to him, and you learn so much back. That's how you get to know him, by expressing about yourself and hearing, getting what he gives you back. And that helps you learn so much about him. And when you learn about him, being in touch with your feelings. How do I feel with this man? Do I feel heard? Do I feel understood? Do I feel special? Do I feel safe? Do I feel sexy? Do I feel pretty? Do I feel appreciated? And that's really different, right? It's not, do I feel excited? Do I feel nervous?
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the feelings we get when we're in that, he's so amazing. I think I found the one. Is when you had this like really amazing conversation and you're all amped up and you like connected and you know, you had this great repartee, and that's all really great. But again, that's a good date. That's not a sign of a good mate. And that's what women learn in step three. And it's absolutely life-changing.
That's a really good distinction you just made, you know, a sign of a good date versus the sign of a good mate. And I think that is that's really powerful. Because, you know, especially if there's some chemical connection, right? We know how oxytocin can just bind us very quickly. And, you know, it's again, looking for, if we're really talking about creating a relationship, it's like, okay, is this person actual mate material versus date material?
That's great. Right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, the men who are good dates, ladies, probably because they have a lot of practice. Right? Those charming guys, that can, you know, really just woo you, and you know them. You've all, like, if you haven't dated one and even been in love with one, your friend has. You know, a lot of those guys are the narcissists. A lot of those guys are the men who are really good at getting women to dig them. And they're not in any way any indication that they'd make a good mate. So if you can get anything from this talk, I want you to start thinking about, how do I feel when I'm with a man? How do I feel when I'm with him?
Hmm.
And really start to pay attention of, what's the criteria that you're using? And is that really leading you to making good decisions about men? Because once you start doing that, wow, you will see so many good men around you. I mean, that's the beautiful part. Deborah, aren't there like amazing men everywhere?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's like, it's exciting because they're really, when you get into this kind of a mindset, right? And first thing about Mojo is M, it's the mindset. When you get into this mindset that, you know, you're sharing right now, then you start to see men differently, and you know, it's like then you actually have the vision to really go, oh my goodness, there are really good men out there. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, without these tools that you're teaching, it's a lot of blame and complain, and that of course is not going to let you see what's actually right in front of you, right?
Absolutely.
So I want to review real brief, because these steps are so awesome. So, I mean, first, and I, you know, frankly, I think the first and the third tie so well together. But, all right, so we're talking first step, which is all self-love.
Where am I? Yes. Yeah. Falling in love with my grown-up sexy self.
Mm-hmm. And then I love the way you phrase these, too. It's like the, you know, I'm fantastic. So I'm fantastic.
I'm fabulous, so what's the damn problem?
There you go. And the third?
Who is he getting past my list?
Beautiful. Right? So these things, ladies, these are things that you can start working with ASAP. And, I think, if, you know, truly, if you utilize these tools right away, you're going to see some significant shift. However, you know, it's always great, and when you really want to make a change in your life, that you take a deeper step and you actually truly, like, invest in yourself and, you know, get some more tools and get some more help. So, Bobby, share with us how these ladies can get in touch with you, you know, where they might be able to get more information, learn about other steps. Share with us, you know, all the 411 on Bobby Palmer and Date Like a Grown-Up.
Absolutely. So, first of all, you can join me on Facebook at facebook.com/date-like-a-grown-up. And you could also, I'd refer you to my blog, date-like-a-grown-up.com/blog. But I also want to invite your women to join me. I have a free monthly webcast about all things dating and love and sex and men. And it's really my gift to help women learn what they need to learn and grow how they need to grow, so that they can finally get to their grown-up love story. So it's datelikeagrownup.com/GGNO as in grown-up girls night out. I call it grown-up girls night out.
Which is so great, because you've been doing that for a long time, and they're super valuable, super valuable.
Yeah.
So that's something you gals are going to want to check out, because that's where you can get more Bobby right away. So, yeah, and really, and date like a grown-up, really, and change, you know, and change not only the experience of you, but really change the experience of what you're creating for yourself with love in your life, and bringing in that love that, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you have been yearning for. So, Bobby, thank you so much. Again, it's like, you know, I just said when I first met you and saw you, you know, just your generosity of spirit, your information, you know, your walking, your talk. I just really acknowledge you for all of that and who you're being in the world. It's nothing short of a gift. And I know how many women that you have helped along the way. And I'm just looking forward to continuing to, you know, watch you do it and cheer you on. And so thank you so much for sharing with the Rock Your Mojo community.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I love you, and I love your women. I loved meeting them last year. They're fabulous.
Oh, well, good. All right, ladies, definitely connect up with Bobby. And just remember, of course, if you want to hang out with us live and in person and really, you know, connect with the other women in this community, the Rock Your Mojo Women's Weekend is happening twice a year. So just tune in to that. Would love to see you if I haven't met you in person because, you know, I'm a hugger and I love to hug you. So it would be great to connect, obviously. And until next time, you know I'm going to say it. Get out there, ladies. Go knock them alive. This is Deborah Kagan, your Mojo Recovery Specialist, signing off for the moment. Bye for now.